With 2016 nearing its end, this hour we're going to take some time to listen back to some of the best classical and folk music of the year. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Every year brings us extraordinary classical music releases, but this year we're going to focus on classical music being made in Iowa. Iowa Public Radio classical music host Barney Sherman will introduce us to some of Iowa's most innovative and interesting classical music makers. And Karen Impala, host of The Folk Tree on Iowa Public Radio, will share her top 10 list of the best new folk music in 2016. Join the conversation after the news. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. 2016 is drawing to a close, and it's time to listen back to some of the best music of the year. Tomorrow on the show, we'll get Iowa Public Radio Studio One hosts Mark Simmons and Tony Daner's picks for Best Independent Music of the Year. Bluesman Bob Dorr will be here with his picks for Best Blues Songs of the Year. But today, we're going to focus on classical and folk music. In a few minutes, Karen Impala, host of The Folk Tree on Studio One, will join us. But first up, Iowa Public Radio classical music host Barney Sherman is here. You can hear Barney every weekday afternoon between 1 and 5 on IPR Classical. Hello, Barney.
Hi, Charity.
Welcome to the show, Barney.
Nice to be back.
Wonderful to have you. And this year, in past years, we've focused on releases, classical releases from all over the world, and a few Iowa picks. But this year, we're just going to talk about Iowa artists. What made you want to shift gears and focus just on Iowa artists this year?
Well, first of all, I actually have had this project in recent years in January where I bring together all the best of the year lists from around the world, put them together, see what bubbles to the top. And I'm planning to do that next month. Meanwhile, we have treated Iowa as an afterthought. And I realized, you know, Iowa's actually a very interesting state for classical music. And some interesting themes emerge when we just look at Iowa. So that was what I was hoping to do.
All right. And there are really some remarkable musicians who are performing in Iowa. So, and I know you've broken all of your picks down into different categories. What are we going to start with today?
Well, the gist of what I noticed is that Berlin gave us yet another Beethoven symphony cycle this year. Recordings London gave us one. We have hundreds of those. But when the world looks at Iowa, we have orchestras that can play awesome Beethoven, but the recording world pays attention to what are, in classical music, supposedly less central types of ensembles. We excel in those, and that's how I broke it out. So, for example, let's start off with chamber ensembles. Now, there's this core chamber group called the String Quartet, resident string quartets by the hundreds around the world, huge repertories recorded a zillion times. But here in Iowa, it's our tendency, the piano quartet, for example. The Ames Piano Quartet was known for years as the world's great resident piano quartet. They are at Iowa State, as you can tell from the name, and they have the same first violinist, Jonathan Sturm, and they have their first CD out. They're called now the Amara Piano Quartet, and the CD is called American Piano Quartets. Well, here is a track called Carolina Reveille by Paul Schoenfield. We'll hear a little excerpt. It's okay. Based on Carolina in the Morning.
Taste of the Amara Piano Quartet. Carolina Reveille is that number, and an unusual quartet put together. Beautiful, beautiful music. Is this, are piano quartets common around the world?
What I've noticed is that piano quartets tend to be musicians who come together for special projects. What the Ames Piano Quartet became known for was they were residents. They worked together full time. So it's great to have a new incarnation of them and to have them on a CD. And that, so that was, that's one example. Now, I have another example here, Charity, which is a group called Trio 826. They're a string trio. Now, they kind of illustrate something. String trios are really hard for composers and players because with a, if there were a quartet, then you got three instruments to play the chord and one to play the melody. But when you got just three players, you got to work a little harder, and Trio 826 is amazing. Tell you who they are. Julia Ballard is a professor at University of Northern Iowa, Associate Director of Graduate Studies, and she's on the viola. And Hannah Holman is a principal cellist of the Quad City Symphony and a cellist in the New York City Ballet Orchestra. So they're the Iowa people. And then they have a friend, Susanna Klein from Virginia. They just are great friends and play amazingly together. So they're working together as Trio 826. The CD is called Mosaic. The cover art is by an Iowa artist named Lenore Vardy. It is beautiful. And it's an amazing variety of pieces from different countries and times, including Iowa. I have a sample here of music by Hans Krasa, a Czech composer. It's called Dance.
Little taste there of Trio 826 with the piece Dance. World-class music for sure coming out of Iowa.
Absolutely. And the whole CD, it ends with a piece written by Rebecca Burkhart, who's the conductor of the orchestras up here at UNI, called Holidays, which she based on the music of Billie Holiday. And the string players, the three players we heard, imitate the singing style of Billie Holiday. It's amazing. So I strongly recommend Mosaic. They should be very proud of that.
All right. So we've listened to a couple of small ensembles. What's next on your list as far as hidden treasures of Iowa?
Iowa is a great state for bands, for wind bands and marching bands. Think of Professor Harold Hill. And it follows that we're also a great state for the saxophone. Well, saxophone's been a kind of Rodney Dangerfield instrument in classical music. Maybe because it's so prominent in band music and in jazz, classical music people sometimes seem to consider it undignified, but it's a shame because it's an instrument that can really sing, and classical composers should do more with it, and Iowa artists prove it. And here's a couple of CDs that really prove the point. My first features Kenneth Che, who's at the University of Iowa, professor of saxophone, and he is known internationally as one of the greatest classical saxophonists in the world. People come from all over to study with him and bring him to their countries to work with him. This recording, he made this in Japan with a group called the Mi-Bemol Ensemble, which is an all-saxophone ensemble, quite amazing, and they made a recording. The sample I have from the recording, it's a classic of the saxophone ensemble literature. And it's from Belgium, where Adolf Sax invented the saxophone. It describes air flight. The composer is Alain Crépin. Here's a little excerpt from it.
A little bit of sax flight there with Kenneth Che. That's wonderful, Barney. And you have yet more saxophone
yes,
music?
I do. Dave Camwell at Simpson College in Indianola is an innovative, fascinating artist. And an example this year is his transcriptions of the Mendelssohn piano trios, which are for violin, cello, and piano. He transcribed them for saxophone, oboe, and piano, recorded them with Mike Eckerty on oboe, Christy Eckerty on piano. And this is an instrument that was invented after Mendelssohn wrote these trios. Mendelssohn probably never even heard of this instrument. He died a year later. Would he have approved? I don't know, but I sure do. I'm surprised at how wonderfully it works. And I think the reason is that the two melody instruments, the players literally breathe, and Dave Camwell, Mike Eckerty sustain. They shape the notes. They're so musical. Their tuning is so pure and beautiful. I heard things I'd never noticed before. Here's a sample from the first Mendelssohn piano trio.
Just a little bit. That's so beautiful, Barney. Yeah, absolutely. That was from Mendelssohn Piano Trio Number 1, a very moving movement of that trio. Do you feel like, you know, we've talked about in the past how digital music has made music so much more accessible in so many different categories. How do you feel like it's changing classical music releases in Iowa?
I think the worldwide effect of digitalization is that the barriers to entry for an artist to make a recording are reduced. It used to be that you'd need a whole fleet of cars to sell to be able to afford it. Now you can probably do it for the cost of a used car. So,
all right. So maybe that's paving the way for some of these really wonderful releases that we're hearing in Iowa. We're going to have to take a short break. We're going to come back and listen to more really beautiful classical music releases from the state of Iowa in just a few moments. With me right now, Barney Sherman, Iowa Public Radio classical music host. You can hear him every weekday afternoon between 1 and 5 on IPR Classical. And coming up in a few minutes, Karen Impla, host of The Folk Tree on Iowa Public Radio, Sundays on IPR Studio 1, will be here. This is Talk of Iowa. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. It's almost the end of 2016, and this hour we're taking a listen back to some of the best classical and folk music of the year, and we're focusing on classical music from Iowa. With me, Iowa Public Radio classical music host Barney Sherman. And Barney, we're going to talk about a genre that is very strong in Iowa.
Yeah, here's the trick question for
so.
You. Here's a trick question for you, Charity. Where is the world capital of the Russian guitar?
Well, I have a cheat sheet here.
You guessed
Iowa
it.
City, Iowa, of course.
Yeah, and the man who made it happen here is Alyag Timofeyev. He revived this instrument. The 7-string Russian guitar had been neglected. He revived it and its repertory. And because of the University of Iowa, he lives in our state. He's created an annual Russian guitar festival, and it has made Iowa, and he and it has made Iowa the world Russian guitar capital. Now, I should disclose that he's a close friend of mine, but by any objective measure, Oleg Timofeyev gets the award for productivity this year. He released fully 10 CDs, and they cover 5 centuries, and they cover Russian music, gypsy music, Elizabethan music. It's spread over 4 releases. And the international reviews are stellar. I wanted to mention, we talked about digitalization. One of the discs that we're not going to sample right now is a 7-CD set, The Russian Guitar, 1800 to 1850. I mention it because You can buy it as a digital download at Amazon for a total price of $8.99. So it's the best music deal of
right?
the year. But a couple other releases of his. One is with his Russian guitar quartet, and it's a group he formed in 2006 to explore the kind of lost repertoire of Russian music for four Russian guitars. Aside from a couple of actual Russians and Aliyev, there's also Dan Caraway from Dubuque. And the sample we have here is music of Mili Balakirev. It's a little song called Along the Meadow.
That's from the Russian Guitar Quartet, of course, taking the world by storm from Iowa. And you have another sample as well, right?
Yes. Aliyev started out as a lutenist, and he produced a CD of Elizabethan pavans, kind of profound Elizabethan dance. And it's just the in concept, that could be a pretty boring CD on the lute, but actually beautifully varied, beautifully played. It's uplifting. It's soothing. This is a sample from the earliest known pavan called King Harry VIII's Pavan.
With just a short sample because we have a lot of ground yet to cover. I'm sure that the lute is also going to make a tremendous comeback.
It should.
Right. Next up, you've got some vocal music, right?
Yes. One of the things Iowa is famous for is choral singing, and I'll have some of CDs from that genre next year, and opera and Indianola especially, but it means we get a lot of great voice teaching in our state and two releases that show the peaks that can reach. So the first is by Rachel Joselson, who a soprano teaches at the University of Iowa. It's an album called Songs of the Holocaust, by most of the music by composers who died in the camps. And she's working with a great pianist, Rainey Likwona. And the sample I chose was by Ilse Weber, who was Czech. She was noted author of children's books and poems. She was Jewish. Her elder son escaped on the Kinder transport. He's still alive in Stockholm. But in the camps with her other son, she wrote music and sang for them, and this lullaby might be an example. And I think Rachel Jusselson's singing here is so heartrending and beautiful and humane and natural.
That is beautiful. I wish we could listen to more, but like I said, we do need to keep moving along.
Yes, exactly. It's one of the greatest CDs of its kind. But on to the next one. As we said, Catherine Goldner is a mezzo-soprano from Sigourney, and she was a student at the University of Iowa and went on to a major international career. She's sang lead roles at the Metropolitan. We've heard her on our Met Opera broadcast at the Salzburg Festival. She's created new roles. But she comes back to Iowa regularly to raise funds and teach master classes. She had this idea for a project with a fellow Iowa native, the flutist Amy Morris. And the idea was to commission songs featuring words or music from people from the Midwest. So they called it the Prairie Song Project. Now, this sample I have here is, the words are by Willa Cather. You can tell me how to pronounce that, Charity.
And, you did great.
Oh, thanks. And the music is by Peter Ash, who is an Iowa native. He's now the conductor of the London School Symphony Orchestra. He wrote an opera based on Willy Wonka called The Golden Ticket. It's been a big international success. So here's his setting of Willa Cather for Kathy Goldner.
A little bit of the Prairie Song Project with words from Willa Cather there, one of my favorite authors, Barney.
I know.
All right. We talked about saxophone earlier, not an instrument that gets a ton of respect in the classical music world. You picked another instrument that maybe gets overlooked a lot.
The percussion drummer jokes. You could probably find them in classical music like you do in rock. But two examples. One of them is a group called Duo Jalal. And it's an Australian-born violinist. Catherine Lockwood plays in the famous string quartet, the Lark Quartet. Her husband is percussionist Youssef Sharonik. Now, he happens to be a Cedar Rapids native. His grandfather moved there from Lebanon a decade before mine got to Ellis Island. And we forget that Cedar Rapids has a longstanding Lebanese community. Went to Jefferson High, and his older brother was the state accordion champ in high school there. He went to the University of Iowa. He's now a renowned international percussionist. He works with Philip Glass and Yo-Yo Ma and Paul Winter and Branford Marsalis. And he and his wife have created this kind of new genre. So Duo Jalal, the first name is that of the Sufi mystical poet Rumi. And all these pieces are inspired by him. It's a little sample by the Italian composer Giovanni Solima.
Oh, we seem to be having a little bit of delay.
Oh, well,
maybe we should talk about your next pick.
Why
as
don't we
well.
Do that?
Know
yeah.
that that's a full-throated endorsement.
It is.
Of Shadow
exactly.
and Light. Oh, here we go. All right, a lot going on there with Shadow and Light, the Rumi experience. Next up, marimba, huh?
Yeah, the only professional quartet in North America devoted totally to the classical marimba is in, you guessed it, Iowa, the Heartland Marimba Festival. They'll be performing concerts around Iowa in the next year. And Charity, I see we're running out of time, so maybe we can just move along.
But okay.
It's called Heartland Marimba Dances, the CD.
All right, so another endorsement there, but not enough time to play it. And you also picked out a performance with period instruments?
Yeah, we don't have a period instrument scene, but we've produced some great period instruments.
Maybe that's coming.
Players.
I think the Russian guitar counts also, so maybe we
it
do
does.
Have a period instrument scene.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right. Yeah. I didn't actually get my hands on Jeffrey Cohn's. It's one of Suzanne Bona's favorite CDs of the year. But one that I did get is from Susanna Ogata. It's from Des Moines. She's now active in Boston. It's recording all of Beethoven's violin sonatas, and her playing is so beautiful. This is the opening of the Spring Sonata.
Excerpt from Beethoven's Spring Sonata, and the forte piano there is the period instrument.
That's right, Ian Watson playing there, yeah.
Beautiful. All right, I'm going to let you pick one more. I know that's hard because you picked talent from both ends of the state. So tell us about one and we'll play the other.
Okay, well, Ben Loeb is the executive director of the Quad City Symphony. Not the conductor, that's Mark Russell Smith. They're both awesome, but Ben's also a renowned conductor and pianist. I'm going to have him come in next year to talk about Scott Joplin's centennial year. So we'll move over to Richard Steinbeck, who is at Briarcliff in Sioux City. and University of Iowa graduate, pianist. His fusion project involved free recitals and masterclasses around South America and commissioning some new works as well as classics. And this is from that CD. It's called Vals So. It's by Ronaldo Miranda from Brazil.
Barney, we are going to put this entire list up on our website by the end of the day today, because I know that a lot of names, a lot of great music went by very quickly, a lot of great picks, but just such an extraordinary amount of great classical music coming out of the state of Iowa. Honestly, I didn't know that there was this much really amazing stuff.
And every year there is. So it's great to get to share it with you and with Iowa. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Barney Sherman, thank you so much, and happy holidays to you.
And to you.